As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, what a beautiful occasion that we get to be perhaps the first people in the entire world to celebrate the feast of St. Teresa of Calcutta. Of course, she will be celebrated in many places tomorrow, which is her feast day. But because we are dedicated to the patronage of St. Teresa, we can transfer to Sunday what will be celebrated elsewhere tomorrow. What a beautiful opportunity to be together, to pray together, and to remember St. Teresa of Calcutta, to be inspired again by her example. I want to speak a word that will touch your heart, so I want to ask you for your prayers, because I need them. So if you could just pray for me for a moment, that I'll speak the Lord's words to you, and I'll pray that you're able to hear what the Lord wants you to hear. And let us turn, like St. Teresa did so many times, to Our Lady and ask for her intercession for us as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mother Teresa so often prayed, Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. And it's a good starting point for us. When we look to Mother Teresa, we're inspired by her. We like to point her out, and one way she is the pride of our race, the pride of our church. In so many occasions when people can get cynical about Christianity, about Catholicism, people can become critical. There are atheists or agnostics who have become bitter or resentful for one reason or another, and they say, oh, you just do a lot of ritual in church, and you have your incense, and you have your candles, and you have your chants, but what do you really do for people? What difference does it really make? And we love to point to Mother Teresa, because she was such a shining example of the full flowering of faith, which always bears fruit in charity. Our faith always bears fruit in charity. And so, is it okay? You can hear?
Sometimes.
Sometimes we bear fruit in electronics that sometimes work and sometimes don't work, apparently. Our faith always bears fruit in charity. And so we can point to Mother Teresa. She's such a shining example of what that charity can look like. She did it on such a large scale. She did it in such extraordinary ways. And she inspires us. She fills our hearts with joy and excitement that we could really be able to do that. So we point to Mother Teresa as a kind of pride, a full flowering of what things can look like in our Catholic faith. And at the same time, maybe we find ourselves a little bit intimidated, a little bit overwhelmed. If we really look to her example, maybe we feel like, what have I really done in my life? How could I ever live out that example of charity that she lived? How could I ever be a Catholic like she was? And already that is one of the things that holds us back. How do I do this? We feel restricted. We feel limited. We feel not courageous enough, not holy enough. So we exclude ourselves. We look to Mother Teresa. We say a little prayer and we move on with our lives. But if we want to take a step in that direction, in the same way that she inspired us, the first thing that we can do is precisely how we began here. Say a little prayer to Our Lady. Mother Teresa looked to Our Lady as one who had a pure heart, as one who was immaculate. And that's what we're also made to be. We don't start that way, and we have to work to become that way, but all of us can also have a pure heart. And that's a heart that, first of all, has pure motives. That's not self-centered. That's not self-interested. That's not about trying to see what I get out of it. That's one of the purifications that we can look to and learn from Our Lady about. How to give generously and freely, not just give in order to get something back. All of us are somewhere in the middle of being, I don't think anybody here is entirely selfish. You probably wouldn't be here if you were entirely selfish. And I don't know that any of us here, well, I'll speak for myself. I certainly am not entirely selfless. We're all somewhere on the spectrum. But we should keep leaning in this direction. We should keep leaning in that direction of selflessness. a pure heart that's giving for the sake of giving, giving for the sake of the other, not giving in order to see what I can get back. And that's one of the beautiful things that Mother Teresa shows us, because she gave to so many who could not repay her. They couldn't begin to repay her. And as she gave to those who were dying and maybe cared for them, maybe they never even regained consciousness, but she was able to give them a little bit of love that they could receive at a deep level, at a human level. Taking care of those who would go back out into the streets and become poor, who could never possibly repay her. Maybe those who could only repay her with a smile or a thank you. She gave so generously to those who couldn't repay, because she was moving closer to the direction of Our Lady. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of our... Well, that's the second part, cause of our joy. Immaculate Heart of Mary, she had a pure heart. Mother Teresa turned to her often, prayed to her many times every day, prayed the rosary every day, prayed to Our Lady to purify what the sisters were doing and to assist them. All of us can do that. There is not one person here. We just demonstrated it at the beginning of the homily. You prayed with me, the Hail Mary. All of us can do that. That's one step closer to being like Mother Teresa. Just to begin with the Hail Mary. It's not a big thing. And that's what Mother Teresa also taught us so beautifully. It's not a big thing. She didn't set out to do big things. Now, she did a big thing, and we're inspired by her. Thousands of women followed her. Hundreds of houses in 100 countries around the world. Millions of poor people have been served. A huge thing. But Mother Teresa did a very small thing. She took one step out into the streets and she took care of one person. That's all that she did. And then, having taken care of one person, she took care of one more person. And we can all find a way to take care of one person. I'll bet many of you came here with one person. And many of you will go back to one person, or maybe two people or three people. But that's where we start down that path. Mother Teresa taught us it starts with a simple step. It starts with the step toward one person. And she made it even simpler for us. She understood a universal language. If you heard Mother Teresa speak, if you ever had an encounter with her, if you heard about her, you know that not only could she not speak many languages, she could hardly speak any language well. She spoke many languages badly. But she spoke one language that was universal. She knew how to smile. And she knew that a smile was a universal language. She knew that a smile often generated another smile. Even when someone has suffered many things, even when someone is afraid of the stranger, even when someone feels poor and disenfranchised and is experiencing many difficult things, a smile can do so much. Mother Teresa said, among other things, peace, even world peace. And we know we're connected with a community in Lebanon, in the Middle East. We're connected with communities close by where there's a lot of violence and strife, maybe even in our own homes and families. Peace begins with a smile. Can't we smile? Aren't we able to smile? Every one of us can smile. Even here, we might have multiple languages. We might not be able to communicate everything we want to in English or in Arabic or in whatever, but we can all smile, and that communicates something. And so taking a small step, loving one person, and loving in a simple way, beginning with a smile, this is how we take a step closer to becoming like Mother Teresa. One at a time, to be able to love Jesus one at a time. Mother Teresa didn't set out to do some grandiose thing. It unfolded one step at a time. That's that second part. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. So already in that phrase, we have two things. You can remember that. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. To have a pure heart, to be more selfless, to have a smile, to allow that joy of Jesus to fill our hearts. Now, Mother Teresa also knew a third thing, and we're already on the way to doing that. She understood that, again, a smile generates a smile, but how do I generate that smile in me? Who's the first one to smile? The first one to smile is Jesus. Jesus is the first one to smile. And so we won't be able to give a smile unless we've received a smile. And where do we receive that smile? That's why we're all here. We receive that smile from Jesus, especially in the Blessed Sacrament, especially in the Mass. And I want to tell you something again, a very simple thing that can make a huge difference in your life. all of us have different conceptions of God, and we've been raised in different ways. We have different ideas and our own relationships with our own parents, and a lot of complicated things get mixed in there. But I want to say one thing to you very clearly. Every time you come to church, Jesus smiles at you. 100%, every time. Every time you come here, Jesus smiles at you. It doesn't matter what you did last night or the day before, last week or 10 years ago. It doesn't matter what kind of person you are. Jesus smiles at you when you come to church. Now, many times, if we feel embarrassed, if we feel ashamed, we keep our heads down and we bury ourselves, we keep away from Him. Maybe we have some fear of the judgment. Maybe we stay away because we don't know what's supposed to be happening there at church. But we can be certain of one thing. Every time we come to Him, every time we pray, every time Jesus smiles at us. And that's the smile that starts all of the rest. And I'm going to tell you a little secret now. You can be certain about it when you come to church. That's one of the reasons, and it helps us because sometimes we see it on the faces of the other people at church. It would help if we saw it more, maybe, if everybody smiled when we came in the door and was excited to see us. We can build that up a little bit. We can do better at that. It's a very good thing. But also in your own homes, when you look to Jesus, He will smile at you. Look to Jesus and let Him smile at you. And feel deep in your heart the truth that animated Mother Teresa. That truth was that every human being deserves a smile. Every human being. Doesn't matter if they're the untouchable class. Doesn't matter if they've been discarded on the side of the road. Doesn't matter if they've done a lot of bad things and they're in prison for many years. Every human being deserves a smile. And they receive that from Jesus. And sometimes you and I have to be the first smile that they ever see. Because they don't have faith to be able to see it from Jesus. Mother Teresa taught us so many simple things. I want to tell you one more simple thing. Mother Teresa said, if we want to know that smile of Jesus, then we need to pray. But something comes before prayer. In fact, something leads to prayer. She said, the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of silence is prayer. I'll bet you even feel it when the gentleman kindly turned off the air conditioner so we could actually hear something, right? The fruit of silence is prayer. And so again, we can get overwhelmed and we can look at her example. We can say, I can never do that. It's too much. But simple things. One of them is to create a little bit of silence. Take a little bit of time in silence in your home. Turn the television off. Turn the noise off. And sit there. And if you don't do it very often, it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable at first. Don't be intimidated by that. Out of the discomfort, out of the uncertainty, there's a little voice in the back of your head that's going to have my voice to it. And it's going to say, Jesus is smiling at you. Let Him smile at you. That's how simple prayer is. That's the starting point for prayer. And if we can stop and have a little bit of silence and let Jesus smile at us, then a lot of things start to come from that. A lot of things develop from that. Mother Teresa went on to say, the fruit of prayer is faith. We start to believe in the love that God has for us. We start to believe in it. That's what faith is. And the fruit of faith is love. We start to feel in our hearts, when we feel loved by Jesus, we start to feel in our hearts a love for others. Maybe even your own spouse. I know it sounds like a lot, but it's possible. No, you have a love for your spouse, but sometimes it gets buried under a lot of things, right? That love for your spouse can well up. That love for your children, again, start close to you. We don't have to start with the people on the street, but as a love for spouse, a love for children, a love for your neighbor, a love for your mother and your father, even your mother-in-law and your father-in-law, and then maybe the person next door, and then maybe the person next to you in the pew, and the person behind you, and then and that love begins to fill our hearts more and more. But it starts with silence, which leads to prayer, which lets Jesus smile at us and starts to generate love in our hearts. And then Mother Teresa said, the fruit of love is service. When that love starts to fill your hearts, you have to serve them. You want to smile at them, first of all. Then you want to find out, is there some way I can help you? Because love wants to help in any way that we can. Hearts filled with love and hands for service, Mother Teresa said. That fruit of love is service. And then the fruit of service is that precious gift of peace. Peace comes into our hearts. And that's what we really saw also in Mother Teresa. Even though she suffered a great deal in her body, she suffered a great deal in all of her works. If you've ever been to Calcutta, at this time of year, Calcutta is 110 degrees with 100% humidity. You remember what it was like two weeks ago? Worse than that. Much worse. And Mother Teresa's room was over the kitchen where there are fires to cook the food. Mother Teresa suffered many, many things, but she had peace in her heart because she started with silence every day. And that silence led to a prayer which was simple. She let Jesus smile at her. And that cultivated faith. And faith led to love. And love led to service. And service led to peace. And she had that peace in her heart. It's not a lot of complicated things that we have to do. Remember, we want to move toward a little bit more selflessness, like the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to purify our motives, to not just like the people that we, to not just serve the people that we like, to not just serve the people that can repay us, to start to break that chain of I'll scratch my back if you, your back if you scratch mine, and this kind of payback scheme, to be more selfless, to start to love those who can't repay us. And we can do it in the simplest way by smiling, even at people who don't smile back at us. They'll remember that smile later. Doesn't matter. God can preserve acts of love. Simple, allowing that joy to rise up from our hearts. And then, just one person at a time, starting by letting Jesus smile at us, we smile at one other, and then going back to that silence to be with Jesus in prayer. Simple things. So as we continue our celebration, remember as we receive communion now, in fact in communion Jesus does a lot more than smile at us. He gives us his body and blood. He comes into the most intimate union with us. He gives us the biggest embrace that comes entirely into us, and he that brings us entirely into him, and he comes entirely into us. It's so beautiful. And then we'll also have a chance after Mass to be touched by the body of Mother Teresa. And remember that she's very much with us. She doesn't judge us. She loves us. And even when she was in her convent, she would just sit next to people. She didn't think very much of herself. She was happy to help anybody. You can imagine her sitting right next to you in the pew. She wouldn't think twice about doing that. Hold your hand. She would be very good. One of our priests was with her in the chapel, and they have a lot of their own prayer books, and she was in his prayer book. All of her fingers were in his prayer book, showing him the right page and doing all of these things. So as you have a hard time with your prayer book, think of Mother Teresa's big knobby fingers in your prayer book, helping you out, and just allow her to be really close to you and to teach you how to do those simple things. Peace begins with a smile, and we can allow Jesus to show his love in such a simple way to us.